Well, thanks so much for joining us during this season of Lent. I hope you're sharing these with others, and I encourage you, as you share them with others, to give them a call or a text or an email and interact with the passage and kind of get each other's take on what our passage that day is talking about. And our prayer is that people will come to know Jesus through our time together. John chapter 3, 26 through 30, that's our passage today. And they came to John and said to him, "Rabbi, he who was with you across the Jordan, to whom you bore witness, look, he is baptizing, and all are going to him." And John answered, "A person cannot receive even one thing unless it is given him from heaven. You yourselves bear witness of me that I said, I am not the Christ, but I have been sent before him. The one who has the bride is the bridegroom. The friend of the bridegroom, who stands and hears him, rejoices greatly at the bridegroom's voice. Therefore, this joy of mine is now complete. He must increase," John said, "but I must decrease." So every person has a platform, right? Maybe a platform as a leader or a manager, a parent or a grandparent. It may come with an elected, appointed, or volunteer position. You may be standing up there because of athletic abilities or music or drama acumen. You may be there just because you're a smart person. But there you stand before tens of people or hundreds or maybe thousands of people. The spotlight is on you. So what's your next move? Spotlight's on. What's your next move? Well, there are a few people in the New Testament held in higher esteem than John the Baptist. He was deemed as a true prophet, and he stood on a prophet's platform. All eyes were upon him and all ears listening. The spotlight was shining brightly. Check out John's consistent messages. Jesus, I came for him. I came to prepare the way for him. Jesus must become greater. I must become less. Jesus knew what he was made to do. He surrendered his life to God's assignment. So, what is your consistent platform message? Look at me or look at Jesus? Listen to me or listen to my Savior? Admire me or adore my Lord? Applaud for me or worship the Christ? There you stand on your platform, spotlight's on. Gets warm under those lights, doesn't it? So what's your next move? Becoming greater or making Jesus greater? Father, keep us humble even on life's platform, especially on life's platform. May we always keep the attention on Jesus. We pray in his name. Amen.